morning. I'm Caleb Jordan. We have with us in studio Sarah Burris from the NWRLS, the Northwest Regional Library System. And we were talking about the library stuff. One thing coming up at Gulf Coast State College is the Quarantine Art Gallery, which is opening next week, and it's running for about a month. It is open to the public, but Sarah has some pieces in it, and we're going to discuss them. So, Sarah, would you give me a rundown of, one, what am I looking at?
Okay, well, first, I do a lot of collage work. I'm an artist and a librarian, and so I feel collage really holds to both of my identities. A lot of the images are from books that have either been damaged or destroyed. I'm kind of giving these images a second home, and I am drawn to specific ones. So the ones that you're looking at in particular are part of my COVID-19 series. One of them is even titled, Oh, the Horror. And that one in particular is an image from like the 1930s Wolfman film. So I've got the girl who looks shocked, and then the Wolfman is trying to I've taken his head off. I've turned that into like this kind of blob of something unknown, something that's coming for you, but you don't see it. And all of the blobish color, it's hard to describe art over a podcast.
Yeah. So this is a very classic image of certainly three ladies in the ones I have in front of me. You know, you're certainly your 40s and 50s black and white film stills, and they are placed in on top of colorful blobs of watercolor.
Yes.
And the combination of the black and white stills and the colorful blob on a white page.
I wanted it to look like something lurking, yeah, almost. So the images that were chosen are always, it's either like the detective or the murders or the girls at those times would always like almost look faint, which you don't really do if you're someone's chasing you, but it's kind of those stills and it was basically my anxieties over the COVID pandemic.
And that's one of that's the big focus of this gallery. Is bringing in art from artists around the world, around the area, and seeing what have you been making during this time of quarantine. Now, some artists, you know, that may not be their full-time job. Maybe the day job was, you know, furloughed and they had more time to spend at home. But some other artists like yourself never stopped working.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really giving an insight to the human mind in what is going on through circumstances.
It's a therapeutic process. Art making is definitely in journaling or making something. It's you're transported into focusing on something other than your anxieties. And so I think that's why art's been a good refuge during coronavirus.
Totally. And this gallery is open October 12th. So if you'd like to see it, you are more than welcome to. It is open to the public. The hours will be listed online at gulfcoast.edu/arts, where you can see many pieces, such as Ms. Sarah Burris's pieces as well.
It's great in terms of there's not a lot of people, so you can do something, but you don't feel like you're overwhelmed with the amount of people in that space. One thing I've done a lot of is explore art exhibits in the area.
Excellent. And of course, just like everything at the library, other than late fees, the art gallery is at no cost to you. It's open to the public for free. So check that out. Information to come. Sarah, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.